VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Benson. You're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. What's up, VoiceTubers? Hope everyone's having a fantastic week. Has anyone been on a diet? I've always been a happy fatty for a long time, eating whatever I wanted, and I love eating carbs, such as rice or pasta. I've always been told that eating carbs is the reason I can't lose weight. However, according to some professional nutritionists, we need to consume some carbs to have a healthy diet. For example, there are many different kinds of carbs like bread, cake, potato, or chips. If we only eat potato chips, of course it's considered unhealthy for a diet as it's processed food that contains lots of fat. If we mix our diet with vegetables and healthy carbs, such as brown rice or whole grain bread, it actually makes us lose weight faster. This is considered as one of the myths of eating healthy, but there are actually 6 more myths. Want to know what the other myths are? We'll find out in today's video, and I think it's time to start with the sentence of the day. And although reducing certain types of carbs in your diet can be good for you, generally, the benefits of taking in carbohydrates surpass skipping them. 那这个的意思就是说，虽然减少食用某些类似的碳水化合物确实对身体有益，但摄取碳水化合物所带来的好处还是远胜于完全不吃所带来的坏处。Alright, let's get to the pronunciation tips. 那我们的第一个字就是 types of. 那 types of 的话它有一个连音就在 type 跟 of 的那个 s, types of, types of. 然后我们的那个 s 的话它是发 z 的音随便念 types of, types of. 那下一个字就是 carbs in. Carbs in 也是有一个连音那一样我们那个 s 也是发 z 的音随便 carbs in.Carbs in, 所以你会发现那个 S 听起来像在发 Z 的音 Carbs in. Alright, 最后一个字的话就是 Carbohydrate. 那 Carbohydrate 的重音在第三个音节的 HY, 所以变成 Carbohydrate, Carbohydrate. 那我们的 Y 是念发 I 的音 Carbohydrate, Carbohydrate. Okay, let's get to the vocabulary.And our first word is certain. 那 certain 的话它就是的意思就是某或某个跟某些。So certain means particular but not named or described. For example, the host of the party told us that a certain celebrity will be showing up later tonight. 派对主持人告诉我们今晚有某些名人会出现。Alright, the next word we have is benefit. 那 benefit 它是一个名词它的意思就是好处或优势 So benefit is a noun and means a helpful or good effect or something intended to help. For example, my little brother Philip is not feeling well and we think fresh mountain air will benefit his condition. 这个意思就是说我的弟弟 Philip 身体不适我们认为山间新鲜的空气对他的病情会有益Alright, the last word we have is carbohydrate. 那 carbohydrate 它是一个名词它就是碳水化合物或者是淀粉的食物 So carbohydrate is a noun. It means one of several substances such as sugar or starch that provides the body with energy of foods containing these substances such as bread, potatoes, pasta, and rice. For example, as for diet,The suggestion is to avoid refined carbohydrates and increased intake of antitoxin food. 这个意思是说，关于减食，建议是避免淀粉类食物，增加抗氧气化合物的摄入量。Alright, that's enough for today. Hopefully the video helped you bust out the 7 myths about eating healthy. I believe it's important with what food we intake into our body. If we keep eating junk food like fries and burgers,It's actually very bad for our health, even though I know how good the food tastes. I think it's okay if we eat it once in a while, as long as our bodies are kept healthy. Eating healthy also benefits us a lot as it keeps us fit and avoids us being sick. Remember to always take care of your body, so if you haven't started eating healthy, now is the best time to get started. To wrap things up, I thought I'll end today's episode with a little new song I made. So stay tuned, don't leave just yet, and it's time for me to sign out. See you next week. Peace.
Yeah, never thought I'd be awake and sleep in signs and reminiscing. 想到你当走了什么都没说，让我每天晚上想，是不是因为我想到有什么原因会让你离开。微微我们还是朋友， But you're already gone。 在这个凌晨四点钟我都无法睡，我为了你失眠，也为了你改变，但你往另一边却从中看不见，假装你还在我的房间，坐在我旁边，我看着你的脸，你笑得特别甜，可是现在只能够在这个梦里见。 Cause you know that I'll always miss you till the end of times.